Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Excited today to have Jennifer Payer here with us. We're going to dive deep into plant stem cells, what they are, what their benefits are, why you need to know about them and where to get them, and what they can do to help you with your health and vitality and longevity. Jen, what's up? Thanks for coming on the podcast. Super happy to have you here.
I am so excited to be here with you, Nathan. I love your plants in the background.
Yeah. Plant, got to have real plants. Got to have real plants in the house, you know, NASA study.
Mine are all in the windowsills. Yes, I love plants.
I talk about this NASA study, you know, all the time because we need clean air in our homes. And, you know, there are other studies that have shown indoor pollution in homes and offices is often worse than polluted cities. Even being outside in like New York City with lots of pollution, for example, indoors are actually worse in many cases. So plants, living plants, NASA found out, did a study on that one per every 100 square feet in your home will clean up most of those VOCs, volatile organic compounds, toxins, off-gassing from, you know, clothing and fire retardants and carpets and formaldehyde in your cupboard. So gotta have plants, real living plants in the house. Super important.
Absolutely.
So you founded a company called Nature Provides, which is a plant stem cell company. I want to kind of get into the details about that. You also have your own, you know, incredible story of overcoming a life-threatening health issue. I'd love for you to share some of that as well. But let's talk about plant stem cells. What, you know, what are they? What are plant stem cells specifically?
Yeah, plant stem cells are the undifferentiated part of the plant that sits in the meristematic tissue. And it's very similar to a human stem cell. So it's before it becomes a leaf or a root or the bark on a tree. It's that undifferentiated cell in a plant. And plant stem cells come from the new growth on the plant in the springtime. So if you go outside in the spring and you see all the buds on a tree, most of the plants come from trees. The stem cells sit in that bud that hasn't opened yet on the tree.
Yep. And so they're in the bud. So if I go outside right now, I've got a little like a kumquat tree, which, you know, a few weeks back or a month or two ago had the little buds that have since turned to the little fruits now. But those little buds is where you're finding the plant stem cells.
That's exactly where you're finding them. And those plant stem cells contain something called juvenile phytohormone. So juvenile means young, right? Phytohormones, light hormones in the plant that help the plant do what it's due to grow, to expand, to clean itself. And it only exists in that new growth phase of the plant. So the minute that the plant starts to produce chlorophyll or that bud starts to open up, it starts to lose some of those active principles or healing properties. So it's a very, very small slice of time where you can actually collect these to use them.
So how did you discover plant stem cells? Why did you, you know, make products based on them, and what's unique about them compared to just using the whole plant itself?
Yeah. So the way I discovered them, you mentioned I had a major health crisis in 2015. I had a pretty serious diagnosis. And 3 years later, I was on my way to a recurrence. All of my cancer markers were rising and my naturopathic doctor was very concerned about it. It's not uncommon for recurrences to happen. And I was visiting a friend whose husband was a doctor, and he came out with a bottle. And he said, "Jennifer, this has saved a lot of my patients' lives." And, you know, I just said, "Oh, that's great. What is it?" And as soon as he said embryonic plant stem cells, I felt like I was struck by lightning. It's the only way. I had goosebumps all over my body. And I looked at him and I said, "What is it? I need to know." And I became like this dog with a bone, just, you know, insistent that I know more about this, even though I knew nothing about it, right? But it was a divine, I don't know, a divine intervention, if you will. And so 3 months later, I went to a week-long immersive class on learning about plant stem cells. Now, let me preface that with, I'd been using essential oils and working with essential oils and plants for years. So I knew why rosemary did what it did, for example. I understood chemical constituents in plants and how they help heal. So I had a pretty solid base. And turns out I was in a class full of doctors and I knew more about the plants than anybody else in the room, which was pretty cool. So a week-long immersion, and on the last day, the man who was teaching the class said, "I'm writing a book and I'm going to be selling the business." And here came that same bolt of lightning, if you will, that same divine intervention. So I went to the airport in Hawaii and called my husband. I said, "I think we're going to be working with plant stem cells." And he said, "What? What are you talking about?" And that was it. So what was really odd is that in a week-long immersion class, there were no products to work with. So it was really a head immersion, not an experiential. And I'm a very experiential learner.
Yeah,
So
me
I
too.
came home and I called up the guy and I said, "Can you put me on a protocol? My cancer markers are going up. I'm not interested in repeating what I've been through already." And 2 months later, my cancer markers normalized. And then I started noticing other things, you know, the calcium score where you're looking at your arteries and plaque in your arteries. I did that test. It came back with zero. So I just started noticing pretty big changes. I noticed my appearance changing. My eyes were getting brighter. I started having more energy. So that's how I founded the company, is I ended up essentially buying the assets of somebody else's business that had been around since 2006. And it was a very, very small, you know, small business. It was basically his patients. And from there, I'd gotten a message that part of my mission was to get these out to the world.
What was the cancer you were diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastasized breast cancer.
So from breast cancer, stage 4, I mean that must have been incredibly scary hearing those words, right? This was when? What year?
2015.
2015. And so did you go through all the conventional treatment? Is that, or what did you do to treat it?
The only conventional treatment I did was surgery. So I did do surgery, and then I did all of my treatment at a holistic clinic in California.
Oh wow. And so
Hyperthermia, hyperbaric oxygen chamber, high dose vitamin C, EBU, or it's now called EBU, where they take your blood out, oxygenate it, put it back in your body, radiate it, clean it. So, a lot of holistic modalities.
yeah, I mean that's huge. And so you and did you get to a point of no evidence of disease? Were you cancer
I
free?
did. Yeah.
How long did that take?
It took about a year.
That's it. That's
Yeah.
huge.
Yeah.
What did the oncologist originally say after surgery that they also recommended chemotherapy and radiation?
Yes, that was the. So I saw three doctors here in North Carolina where I live, and they all wanted me to do chemo and radiation. And I was very clear. I had enough knowledge at that point to know that I had an immune system issue and I had a toxic burden issue. And my spidey senses went up and said, "Wait a minute, chemotherapy is mustard gas. That's not going to help either one of those. And radiation, we know, causes cancer. That's not going to help." So I became really clear within, and I did a lot of soul searching and meditation. And my family was appalled. They really wanted me to go do the conventional treatment and do what the doctors were telling me. And it was very clear that wasn't my path.
Have you heard of PEMF therapy for cancer? Well, this podcast is brought to you by Dr. Pollock, and he wants to share with you the groundbreaking research of pulsed electromagnetic field therapy in the treatment of cancer. Studies show PEMF therapy can help control the cancer process and give safe, non-toxic, and non-invasive symptom management. PEMF therapy may enhance other cancer support and treatments, lower inflammation, and promote tissue healing. Studies show it's possible to improve your general well-being and recuperate from surgery, radiation, and chemo better and more quickly. Embrace a comprehensive approach to cancer treatment with PEMF therapy, a vital tool on your path to prevention, treatment, and recovery. For caring and professional guidance and recommendations from Dr. Pollock, go to drpollock.com/intro to cancer. That's drpawluk.com. / Intro to Cancer. You know, with the cold and flu season here, it's critically important that we enhance and strengthen our immune systems. Yes, would you agree? The problem is, though, that there's so much confusion out there when it comes to what actually works for our bodies and for our health. Well, I'll tell you what I used. I used Maison Beljansky's wellness products. Maison Beljansky's products are backed by science to not only help empower the immune system, but can support detoxification and contribute to our overall health. Coming from Europe, the all-natural Beljansky formulas are now available in the United States and are recommended by top doctors everywhere. A lot of the colleagues I work with, functional medicine practitioners that work with patients with all kinds of diseases, are recommending Maison Beljansky's products to their very own patients. As a special sponsor of this podcast, Maison Beljansky has included a very special discount offer for all of my listeners. You can get 15% off your first order using the promo code Nathan, and you'll always enjoy free shipping when you order four products or more. You can grab your wellness products today at maisonbeljansky.com. That's MAISONBELJANSKI, maisonbeljansky.com, and use code Nathan for 15% off.
It's amazing that you had the knowledge and wherewithal to be able to reflect and make that decision. And obviously, you know, chose the right decision for yourself.
Yes. 9 years later, 9 years this month, actually.
What do you feel was at the underlying root cause of your cancer? You said immune system issue, which we know is directly related to cancer. We know that, you know, with a thriving immune system, Dr. Thomas Lodi said it best in my interviews with him years ago in my documentary, you know, there is a cure for cancer. It's called a fully functioning immune system. And if your immune system is doing what it's supposed to, you wouldn't have to worry about cancer. And, you know, he's said that many times. And we know how important the immune system really is at keeping cancer at bay. And you also said toxicity. You know, we know that really any major disease, including cancer, is really caused by one of two things. It's either excess of something or deficiency of something, and very often both, right? Excess of toxins, excess of stress, excess of dysfunctional, you know, relationships, excess of food, excess of, you know, lethargy, or sedentarism, I should say, you know, and deficiency in self-care, deficiency in nutrients, deficiency in minerals, deficiency in what our bodies and minds actually need to thrive. It's really two things, excess and deficiencies, right? So you said, you know, deficiencies of nutrition or actually deficient immune system, and you said excess of toxins. What do you think was really at the underlying root cause?
Stress. I think it's so underrated. And, you know, I was traveling from East Coast to West Coast every week. So sitting on a plane, and I had really been doing that.
That's hard. I did that once.
I was 22.
I just did that. And that was, you know, one time, and it's like my circadian rhythm was messed up for the last 2 weeks. It was crazy.
Yeah. So messed up circadian rhythm. I was traveling. I really had been traveling most of my corporate career since I was 22. Going to Europe, going to West Coast, traveling all over. But in this case, at that period of time, I was traveling East Coast to West Coast every week. I was working 20 hours a day. How was that even possible? I mean, really, sleeping 3 hours a night. But I would land in California. I would go to the closest health food store. I would buy all healthy food, take it back to my room, and then I'd go into the office, you know, on Monday morning. So when I was diagnosed, all of my peers were freaked out because I was the one getting up at 5:30, exercising every morning in the hotel gym. I was the one eating healthy. I always brought my own food or bought it. So I know those two things were not factors. But maybe you know this, when you fly, you're being exposed to mass amounts of radiation. Yep. I later learned it's like smoking 10 packs of cigarettes or 100 packs of cigarettes. It's a lot. Each time you're going cross country. So, you know, lots of unhealthy habits as far as high stress, not enough sleep, traveling every week, messing up my circadian rhythm. And I think that was at the root of my getting sick.
That definitely makes perfect sense. I mean, you might know I produce an entire documentary series called Conquering Cancer, The Missing Link, where we go in depth in the science and the case studies and dozens of doctors and scientists on that exact fact, that underlying core cause of cancer, of stress, of sympathetic overload, of just, constant chronic hammering on our nervous system that downregulates our immune system and allows the perfect environment for cancer to grow and thrive. And so, I mean, you unfortunately had to learn it firsthand, the hard way, as many of us do.
Yes. Yeah. The two
That,
by four.
yeah, and it's a problem, right, with this kind of world we live in, where, and I went through this early on, thankfully, or earlier in my life, of like, I got to work 20-hour days. I got to work 7 days a week. I got to be this high-powered executive. I got to show up every day. I mean, I literally sometimes would work 2 days straight, all day, all night, all day, all night, and then finally sleep. And it was like, I was like a freaking zombie. And it doesn't take long of that before you start feeling terrible, right? Where it's just like your energy goes down. You drink more. For me, it was more Red Bulls, more coffee, more
Oh, yeah.
stimulants, because you don't get enough sleep, you feel terrible. And then it's like, well, you got to get up, you got to get going,
Yeah,
you need
keep
the
things
energy.
going.
Yeah,
Yes, I
it
know,
was.
it's ridiculous.
I mean,
Yeah, and
I started having a nervous, I mean, I started having a system break, nervous system breakdown, within like a year and a half of that. Like, it didn't take long for me to where I got really sick for like 2 weeks. And I'm like, what is going on? I'm never this sick. I usually overcome this right away, like a couple days. And I just, in meditation one day, it just hit me. I mean, I was like 19 years old, 20 years old, and it was like, you're killing yourself with this job.
Yep.
And I was getting promoted again for like the fourth or fifth time. I was gonna be like the youngest regional sales director in the country for a T-Mobile retailer. And I went to that meeting and turned it down. I quit, a six-figure income at 19 years old, and I was just like, I can't do it
Right.
anymore. Like, this is gonna kill me, it was just too much.
Right.
And I wasn't eating healthy, and I wasn't, it was like bad food plus everything else on top of it. I was eating like breadsticks and eat pizza every day. That was like about it.
Carbs, carbs, and more carbs.
Well, and super processed and lots of cheese and junk and sugar, so I was
And I
on
think,
track for a cancer diagnosis for sure. And that's thankfully you discovered it and you made a change for yourself, I'm sure. What'd you do with your job? Did you hang on there much longer? One of the most important things I've learned over the years in helping many people get and stay healthy is to help them shift their mindset into thinking of themselves as an athlete, no matter their age, whether they just walk 30 minutes a day in the mornings, for example, or they play sports for fun on the weekends, or they go to the gym a couple days a week. No matter what your activity level, if you think of yourself as an athlete, then you start to naturally take better care of your body, focus more on your nutrition, recovery, sleep, other health protocols that optimize your performance as an athlete, and in turn may help you prevent and heal against chronic diseases and help your body be the healthiest that it can possibly be. So if you want to live a long, healthy, vital life and start thinking of yourself as an athlete, head over to plantpoweredathlete.com and get the latest organic, plant-powered protein, super clean, nutrient-dense, high-quality plant-powered protein to help you live your healthiest, most vital life. And you can use our discount code Panacea15 for 15% discount off your first order. Again, that's plantpoweredathlete.com. Get some of the plant-powered protein for yourself and start thinking of yourself as an athlete every day and see how it impacts your health for the long term. All right, let's get to the show.
Now, that's when I finally said, okay, it's time for me to step away from this and do something else. And I had no clue, right? I had been in finance since I was 22 years old. But luckily, I had had a previous health crisis in 2008 where I had mono, bronchitis, tachycardia, shingles, pneumonia, and was finally diagnosed with chronic fatigue. And that was in 08. And that led me to a whole bunch of healing modalities where I went to a four-year healing school. I studied 2 years with the Indigenous grandmothers. I've talked about that before, Florida bio, favorite people, became yoga certified. So I had started unbeknowing To me, I had started building the tools in 2008 for me to be able to handle and make good decisions in 2015. And I think you're really lucky, Nathan, that you had meditation. You know, I didn't start meditating until I was in my 40s. So you had it at 19 and you were able to get that insight. You know, I think as a society, we, you know, a lot of us don't have those tools, first of all, to go inside. And we've been taught to disconnect from our bodies. You know, you're an athlete. I was a huge athlete. I played really pretty competitive soccer and volleyball until I was 40. And so I had learned, you know, no pain, no gain. You go out there, you get kicked, knocked down, you're taught to get back up and keep going. And so when I was diagnosed, my lymph nodes were the size of golf balls. I mean, literally, I had these huge lumps in my neck and I was overriding everything that my body was telling me, right? Because that's how I'd lived my life. And so I think it's really awesome that you had meditation to help you shift and get out of that and realize, oh my gosh, this is going to kill me. It's going to make me really sick. And that you didn't have to get the 2x4.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had the 2x4 in other ways, but
Yeah.
I was really blessed and lucky. I thank God every day, and I do know that meditation is a lifesaver, that meditation is the solution to all of our life's problems. That I was really lucky at 17 where I had gotten the 2x4. I mean, from homelessness and addiction and alcoholism and near death at 17. I mean, I literally was almost, I was going to be in prison or dead by 17 years old. And it's between 17 and 18, I moved in with this beautiful family, my best friend's parents, who were spiritual, who were vegetarian, who were healthy, who were, would talk to me about meditation and frequencies and energy and Jesus and Buddha and classical music. And I actually loved it. Like, I went from this kind of like gangster type lifestyle on the streets at 17. Then I'd go to like their house. I'd be like, eating healthy food and talking about Baroque versus classical music, Beethoven and Bach. And we talk about Jesus. And it was like, I just would soak it up. There was something in my soul that knew that's what I needed. And so actually, when I did move to California, it was 2005, I did start just, I didn't know what I was doing, but I did start meditating here and there, little bits at a time. And then when I got connected with this Buddhist monastery and I'd go and I learned meditation from them, then I would meditate a lot. And I would, over the next few years, like I would go from meditating 5 or 10 minutes, just trying to like fold my legs because I had no flexibility. I couldn't even cross my legs, but I wanted to do it anyway. It was like one knee was like up here and the other one was like right here. I couldn't even get close to cross-legged. And, but I mean, I would go and sit on the beach at some points for anywhere from 3 to 7+ hours, just meditating and writing and meditating and writing. And it really transformed me in such a huge way over the years. And now I've actually added back in, and then I kind of, get busy. I got multiple businesses, family, kids, all kinds of stuff going on, sports, athletics. And so then like over the years, I'm like, oh, 1 hour a day, 30 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes here, 5 minutes, 3 or 4 or 5 times a day. And I just recently got back into long, deep meditations. First thing in the morning, upwards of an hour, 30 minutes to an hour. And then again at night before bed, 30 minutes to an hour. And it's just, there's nothing that can replace those long, deep meditations to connect us to God, to our soul, to the universe, to truth, to download wisdom to guide us in our lives. It literally saved my life, and the fact that I kind of got away from it over the last 6, 7 years a little bit, thinking that I could just do little bits a day, you can't. It doesn't replace those deep, long meditations. It just doesn't.
Well, meditation is the one time where you get to meet yourself, right?
Yeah.
It's you with you, and it's life-changing, absolutely life-changing.
So you learned yoga, you learned meditation, you learned, all these things in 2008, you said.
Eight. Yep.
And then when you were diagnosed in 2015, did you say?
15.
Yeah,
Yeah,
so
I was first
you had
diagnosed.
that wherewithal to basically have, that was like, I mean, I call that a divine synchronicity or intervention, right? Like you went through that kind of early health challenge lesson, but it taught you the tools you
Yes.
needed. And if you didn't make the changes, I call it the hammer of life, right? It's like you get a little bunk on the head when you're not listening. You keep not listening, it gets harder and harder and harder until it smashes you on the head with like a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. And it's like, oh, yep. Okay, now I'm listening.
I got it. I finally got it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so going to like the cancer, cancer stem cells, because I know a lot about cancer stem cells specifically because I'm on the board of directors for the Beljansky Foundation. And we do scientific research into cancer stem cells in plants that are showing effectiveness against cancer stem cells. So cancer stem cells are the thing that chemotherapy and radiation don't get rid of. So you can target the cancer cell, you can kill it, you can remove the tumor, but they don't kill the cancer stem cell. And so we need solutions that target and actually kill the cancer stem cell, because that's like the mother cell, right? That's a cell that can then metastasize, it can allow other cancers to grow, it can spread, and so you have to actually go after that cancer stem cell. Now we're talking about plant stem cells, like there's kind of similarities in the two, isn't there?
One of my good friends and integrative cancer doctors, Michael Carlfelt, owns the Carlfelt Center in Meridian, Idaho, and I'm really grateful that their team has sponsored this episode. Dr. Carlfelt is a globally renowned naturopathic doctor in integrative oncology, and his center pioneers cutting-edge alternative therapies to combat cancer. They offer cutting-edge therapies, including high-dose IVs, ozone therapy, curcumin, mistletoe, photodynamic therapy, and many others within their 17,000 square foot advanced medical and wellness treatment facility. With decades of expertise, they offer comprehensive root cause medicine tailored to support your healing journey. You can begin your transformative experience with a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. You can call them at 208-338-8902 or visit their website at thecarlfeltcenter.com. Again, that's 208-338-8902. Or go to the website, thecarlfeltcenter.com. Let's talk about Helin 951. I first learned about this revolutionary product while attending a conference on natural cancer treatments. I then later interviewed Jim at Helin Products, and his cancer healing journey with this product truly inspired me. Helin 951 stands out for its profound effects on gut health, inflammation, cellular health, and immune system support. Unlike typical supplements, Helin 951 offers scientifically backed, tangible benefits and an over 30-year track record. Many of my listeners worldwide use Helin 951 not only as part of their cancer recovery, but also for general health and athletic performance. I use it myself as well. I really encourage you to head over to helin951.com/crane for exclusive deals and free shipping when you use code CRANE. If you're facing serious health challenges, call Helin Products and mention my name. Their team with over 3 decades of expertise is incredibly supportive. Don't wait. Experience the Helin difference today. That's helin951.com/crane. Imagine unlocking the power of your immune system with the turn of a key. That's exactly what Better Way Health's beta-glucan offers, a clinically proven cheat code for immune support now available at a special discount. This unique formula combines the synergistic effects of beta-glucan with vitamin C, resveratrol, and selenium, boosting immune function, energy, mood, and overall performance. It's 8 times more potent than its top competitors. It's vegan, non-GMO, and gluten-free. And our friends at Better Way Health are saying, don't miss this opportunity to shield your health with a product backed by rigorous research and literally thousands of studies. Elevate your wellness journey with Better Way Health's beta-glucan and experience the difference in days, not weeks. Secure your supply today and feel the invincible shield up around your health. Just like countless satisfied customers worldwide, I actually take this beta-glucan myself and I highly recommend it. You can visit nathancrane.com/beta-glucan. That's BETAGLUCAN. NathanCrane.com/beta-glucan for a special discount today.
There absolutely is. And plant stem cells can actually help with the DNA. So they can turn genes on and off. They'll turn oncogenes off. So they'll turn cancer genes off. and they'll upregulate the good genes. So that's one of the things that now I'm saying cancer stem cells, that plant stem cells can do. And they help with the microRNA. So some of the plants have those in them. They regenerate things that are broken down in the body. They're anti-aging. So they do so many great things in the body, and they're so compatible. There was a great research article written in 2018 where the quote was that plant stem cells may be one of the most important things for human health. Yeah, really, really great article. It's the first article I found on plant stem cells that was really, really well done.
So is this similar to, like, we know that if you sprout seeds, if you sprout plants and you eat the sprouts, right, versus the full plant, that sprout has significant, like broccoli sprout, for example, or sunflower seed sprout, and you just get the sprout and you eat the sprouts, it's significantly more nutrition in that and less, you know, what people like to call anti-nutrients. They're not technically anti-nutrients, but it's a conversation for another time. Less supposed anti-nutrients, but higher overall antioxidants and nutrition in a sprout, in a baby plant versus a full-grown. Is it basically just like the same concept as that?
That is the exact analogy that I use. Broccoli is healthy and broccoli sprouts are healthy, but there's much more nutritional value. And we know sulforaphane, which is fabulous for cancer, and broccoli sprout. So they're just much more potent. And the other thing that's interesting is, just like us as human beings, plants get weathered, right? So as they age, parts of the plant start to break down. They accumulate environments in the toxin, you know, they can accumulate toxins in the environment. They accumulate heavy metals when they're outside, right? And so you don't have any of those byproducts, if you will, in the plant stem cells.
How many of the plant stem cells have been studied so far in terms of like what they do, like different plants and their different stem cells? Like where are we at in terms of scientific research on that?
Yeah, going back to 1959, there are about 70 plants that you can find in most of the literature that have been studied. And we have about 100 that we work with, trying as much as we can to do more research, filmed a documentary, so that's going to be coming out around Thanksgiving. We took some
What's that called?
It's called Ancient Wisdom, Modern Healing.
Okay, and where can we find that when it comes out?
I'll let you know. I don't know yet.
Okay.
We're editing the film, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Healing, and I'm also writing a book. And so the goal is to have both of those launch at the same time in November.
Okay.
We took a group of doctors and practitioners to Italy because all of our plants themselves come from the Italian Alps. So they're away from being sprayed by anything, away from pollution. The grounds are sacred. As you go up the mountain, you see statues of, you know, different deities. You see Jesus, Buddha, Mother Mary. So very sacred lands. And so we took a group of doctors so they could see the whole process. And we had a couple filmmakers come with us. So we got some fabulous footage of the entire process, soup to nuts, from picking the buds. All the buds are picked, hand-picked. And, you know, there's something to say, you know, the phrase cooking with love, that the intentionality that we have, that energy goes into whatever it is that we're consuming. And so, you know, from hand-picking the buds to the maceration process, there's spagyric in nature. Are you familiar with spagyric?
Bagyric.
S-P-A-G-Y-R-I-C. It's an ancient alchemical process where they take the plant material, they burn it, and they put the ash back in because you're getting all of the minerals and all of the oligo elements of that plant. So when you are extracting active principles out of a plant, you're extracting them either with alcohol or vinegar typically.
Yep.
But you don't get the minerals from the plant that way. So the only way to do that is through spagyric. So it's Paracelsus came up with that technique 400 years ago. So that's an important piece that adds an energetic to the plants themselves.
Wait, so is that the only process, or that's an additional process into the natural?
An additional process.
So they're doing the normal extraction, like what do you do? You do an alcohol extraction, or what's the?
Yeah, organic grape alcohol, because they come from Italy.
Yeah, right? So alcohol extraction. Yeah, I've made a lot of my own tinctures. What we do, what I've done a lot, like living in Santa Fe in the mountains, is we'll wild craft, like I'll gather herbs and stuff that I know that are out in the mountains and dry them, and then, you know, put them in alcohol and make our own tinctures, which is pretty awesome. But I've never done this spagyric process. I've looked it up here. Yeah, it does sound familiar, but I haven't looked that much into it. So you're basically then burning the plants as well, getting the ash, and then putting the ash into the tincture so that you're getting the minerals from the plants.
Right. And it's spiralized, so it structures it.
Yeah.
So two pretty interesting discoveries that that I had in May when we took the practitioners to Italy. One is that the bud contain cellular water. So they contain dodecahedron water. So these are not dried at all. It's literally picking the buds and macerating the buds in their organic grape alcohol. And glycerin is added, organic glycerin, to stabilize the tincture, if you will. And then the other interesting thing that our scientific director, Dr. Canillo, who lives in Italy, discovered, he had two of the tinctures, and he was walking by his lab and he had a blue light on, and one of the tinctures lit up. And so he put it, they have a huge lab there. So he put it under the microscope, and he found these nano dots, nanoparticles of light in the tinctures. And so you've got this cellular water, which, if you've read the book, The Fourth Phase of Water, that's cellular structured water coming from the buds, and then through the spagyric process, these nanoparticles of light. And so those two things, and we got to see it under a microscope, so it was pretty fascinating.
Oh, that's crazy.
They're creating coherence in the body. And so when I go back to my illness, right, as you said, there's either too much or too little of something in the body. But if you're taking something that's balancing both of those, eventually you're going to create coherence in the body, because you're out of coherence, right? Something is out of balance.
Exactly.
And so that's what they do. That's really where they shine. That's different than an adult herbal remedy. They're creating coherence, and they're bringing the extracellular matrix back online so that the body can recognize, you know, a foreign invader. The body can now go after, the immune system is recognizing it.
Yeah, that's incredible. So that, what's creating the light? Do you know? I mean, do they have a theory of like where the light specifically is coming from in the light particles, or the light? It's a blue light, you said, when it's.
Yeah, I have a picture of it.
Yeah, let's see that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, here it is. So let me show you. So here it is. So you see it here. So it's the spagyric process that's creating that light, those carbon nanoparticles of light.
Wow.
And this is him. And again, he found it by accident. He found it by accident.
Each, what's this on the left? Each bubble collapse produces about 500,000 photons. What is that?
Yeah, so part of the process is spiralizing, right? So when they did this in the old days, they would take two vessels that had a bulb on them. I actually have some pretty cool pictures. They would tape them together and they would put them on the top of a roof. And the condensation would cause the spiralizing, right? So the water would heat up from being outside. It would create condensation, and then it would drop. And so Dr. Canillo mimicked that process in his lab. And so he's showing that also that spiralization process is creating photons of light in the tincture as well.
Wow. So this is under the photo on the right side, if we go back, is under it's under.
It's a blue light.
Yeah, so it's under like a blue light. It's under a blue light, and then you see that where the photons, the light particles, are actually shining through that vial.
Right.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and then just one other picture, which I think also shows it really well, is here is a grouping of cells, after having the plant stem cell, after taking the plant stem cells, and they were looking at these and they wanted to see what would happen. And they were taking snapshots. And you'll see here, 330 seconds is about 8 minutes, 572, like 9.5, then 12 minutes. So at 20 minutes, you can see all of this light coming into the cellular structure.
Can you zoom in a little bit? I can see it, but if we can zoom in closer, it'd be yeah, that's amazing. So those are photons that are entering into the, what kind of cells are those?
They're skin cells.
So if look at, yeah, the photons entering into the skin cells, that's crazy.
Yeah, so these were the kinds of things that, you know, I intuitively knew because I could feel it in my own body. What I noticed is my eyes were brighter, my skin looked better, I had more energy. So I knew something, you know, was going on at a cellular level, and I felt so much more vital. And so to see that under a microscope,
that's cool.
You know, a few months ago, I was just so happy because it, you know, matched what I had been experiencing personally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, if we want to go to biblical terms, I mean, God said, let there be light, and there was light, right? I mean, in the beginning, it's like light is literally, you know, from a spiritual perspective, go back to the Vedas from ancient India, you know, light is everything at the
life.
At the heart of all energy, right? It is life. Yes, light is in every cell. It's in every, you know, the opposite of light is void, is nothing, is darkness. And then everything that comes out of the void or the nothing is light. I mean, that's the essence of every cellular living thing is that light. And we need sunlight to survive. We need sunlight for vitamin D hormone production even, right? We need that light. But at a spiritual level, it's like the more light that we bring into our lives, even metaphorically, right? Love, happiness, laughter, the light that we bring, it lifts us up, it lifts other people up, we feel better. I mean, light is at the root of everything. So to see that even, you know, these plant stem cells, I mean, we know that, you know, plants also have, you know, they bring the photons in and they transfer that light. But to see it under a microscope like this actually entering the cells is pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was, I mean, just spectacular.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really cool. So for your healing protocol, like what, so all right, you went through all of your kind of natural healing approach after surgery, and then you were no evidence of disease, but then you said your markers were going back up, and so you were concerned, and then you found these plant stem cells, and you use them, and then your markers went back down to normal?
Yep, everything went back down to normal pretty quickly.
What did you use? Like which plant stem cells?
Oh gosh, I used many. I started with about 20. So I was taking something called betulinic acid, which is a complex. It's got the inner and outer bark of the white birch tree and almond husk, and it contains an enzyme called betulin, and betulin is known to create apoptosis of cancer cells while leaving healthy cells alone. And that is the one that I have the most research on. I probably have 5 or 6 research, you know, PubMed articles that have been done on betulinic acid. So I was taking that.
I have your white birch here,
white
by the
birch.
Way. Yeah. You can see that. I started, there's too much light. You can't see it, but I started taking this in the mornings. So white birch by itself, what's it good for?
It stimulates the Kupffer cells. It boosts the immune system. It's antiviral, antioxidant, and antibacterial.
Nice. Okay. So you're taking betulinic acid.
Betulinic acid, which has the white birch in it. Lemon tree, which is a pH alkalizer in the body, good for digestion. I was taking sweet chestnut because I had cancer in my lymph nodes. So it's the best plant for lymphatic system and for lymph drainage and cleaning out the lymph. Gosh, what else was I taking? I was taking so many at the time. Whole bunch for the liver. Rosemary, artichoke, I was taking for my liver. And then a couple of other complexes. So I really worked on every one of my body systems. So I was taking Hawthorn for my heart, which is why I think I had the great calcium score. So yeah, whole bunch of plants.
So, like somebody who is, oh, my camera went out of focus when I was showing you the. See if we can get
The
it back in
bottle.
focus here. Yeah. Focus on my hand. Bring it here. Let's see.
Sometimes I close my flap to get to the
Yeah,
bottle.
right. I gotta close this and then
There you go. See?
so yeah. The someone just looking for like let's say health and longevity, like do they need to talk to a doctor to say, hey, you know, these are the ones you should take? What are some and then like what are things people should watch out for as well, and what are concerns, side effects of taking plant stem cells like these? And can people just take anyone they want? I mean, it's kind of some of this stuff is still like the Wild West, right? So some of it we know, some of it we don't know. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing. So these are always things we want to take into consideration. I mean,
Absolutely. Yeah, so
common analogy people hear is, you know, if you could overdose on water, you could kill yourself on water. Yeah, that's probably never going to happen, but it's true. You know, it is possible. So,
Well, I'm happy to report there are no studies of anybody dying from plant stem cells or getting sick. And really, so for 5 years I've had this company, I have only had two people who had any type of Herx reaction because they're so gentle, right? So I had two people that were very, very sensitive. One had a little bit of a headache, and the other one said she felt a little bit flu-like. But those are, in my opinion, outliers for the, lots and thousands of people that are working with these. I'm trying to remember the first question that you asked me.
yeah, like in terms of, let's say, hey, I'm just interested in
Oh, to learn about that.
I'm an
Yeah.
all body, like just kind of health and longevity in general. Is there blends for that? Is there blends for, oh, you know, someone's got stomach problems, someone's got, you know, needs more energy, right? Parasites, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so plants we know have an affinity for different body systems and organs. So, for example, rosemary. We know rosemary is good for the liver. We know milk thistle is good for the liver. Artichoke is also a thistle. It's good for the liver. So you can know enough about adult plants to know what affinity the plant has for which body part. That's number one. Number two, because not everybody knows plants, we have groupings of plants or complexes that are designed around body systems. So, for example, we have something called total body detox. That is a, once or twice a year when you're doing your detoxes, that's a great product to take and take the whole, use the whole bottle. We have a complex for heart health, for digestive health, for parasites, for the musculoskeletal system. So, we have complexes if you don't have details about plants and you don't understand how plants work, that's a great place for an, a normal person or a consumer to start. We do mostly work with practitioners at Nature Provides, and the practitioners typically have some foundation of plants, and if they don't, that's why we do a lot of education, is to educate practitioners. But we are getting ready to launch plantstemcells.com. And that will be for consumers. It is mostly complexes with two singles. Black currant is one. Black currant is the best plant for inflammation, regardless of where it originates in the body. And Hawthorn is the other one. So we do have two singles because there are a lot of heart issues going on right now. And so those are the two singles. And that, again, is going to be educational and helping people understand how they work, why they work, et cetera. Can you take too much? I can personally answer that. I did once. I had a niacin flush. I had
Like
taken
every good personal experimenter and scientist of your own body should, you know, have that to report.
Exactly. Exactly. So black currant has enough vitamin C in it that you wouldn't have to take a vitamin C supplement. So I could get all my vitamin C in black currant in the buds of the black currant.
Like how much would like in terms of like this for this one, add 5 to 25 drops. Like if I was taking black currant and one of these,
Yep, I take two droppers a day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
and how much vitamin C is that?
That's a good question. It's enough that I had a niacin flush when I took niacin. And that's how I had like this much left in the bottle, probably 4 droppers worth. And I was like, I'll just go ahead and pour it in here. And all of a sudden I broke out in that heat rash all over my body. So that was too much for my body for sure. But that's a good question. I will ask Dr. Canillo that
Yeah,
insight
it's good to
now.
know if there are
Yeah.
certain ones that have high amounts of certain vitamins, right? I mean, vitamin C is one of those things, though, that you can take massive amounts, and certainly it's used in clinics all over the world in super high dosage, especially in intravenously. I mean, you can take, grams and grams of it. Some doctors even give hundreds of grams worth, which is, massive amounts because of its, oxidizing capabilities. We're always so focused on antioxidants, 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 but actually oxidizers like chlorine dioxide, vitamin C, these things actually technically bring oxygen to the body, which, an oxidizant can help increase your body's ability to destroy unhealthy cells, like cancer cells. And that's something we do want. That's why we do exercise. We create more oxygen in the body. That's why pranayama and breath work can be so valuable. It bring in more oxygen to the body. Chlorine dioxide, incredible. I recommend people read Dr. Andreas Kalka's book on that, which is, bringing oxygen into the body. It's not chlorine. It's not what you put in your pool. It's totally different. Not the same chemical constitution. But yeah, that extra oxygen in the body helps fend off cancer cells.
Yes, it sure does. Yeah, and I think all plants have some level of bringing oxygen into the body, right? That's why they're so good for us.
Yeah, so knowing, vitamin levels and things like that in the different products would be really, really interesting to know.
Yeah, we've identified the different minerals that are in there. I can tell you which plants have copper, et cetera. And we even have, I don't know if you know a lot about the copper iron dysregulation. I took a class called the Root Cause Protocol with a guy named Morley Robbins, become a dear friend of mine. And copper is what regulates iron. And for 50 years, they've been putting iron into our food, anything that says enriched with, right? Not good for us. And I was donating blood about every 10 weeks or so just to help get the iron out of my body.
Wow.
And then I found a practitioner who was using black poplar. And so he buys it by the caseload, because black poplar also will chelate iron out of the body. So at that point, we started doing more studies to see what actually, what minerals, what oligo elements are in here. There are flavonoids, terpenes, all kinds of things. So they really do contain really the whole genetic makeup of the plants in that bud form.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, that's a good point there too. Just don't start taking lots of supplements and, just because someone talks on an interview, go, oh yeah, most people are iron deficient, you need more iron, or most people are B12 deficient, you need more B12, or it's like, no, do a test and see where you're at, because a lot of people actually, like you said,
All
have
the time.
excess iron because it's in so many different things and supplements. And I mean, I've gone through my supplements before and I'm like, wait a minute here, I'm getting like way too much iodine. This has iodine, this has iodine, this has iodine, this has iodine. I'm like, I'm way too much iodine. And it's kind of hidden in a list of like 50 ingredients. And that's why it's like I've been reducing those over the years of, less, less, less ingredients. In this case, less really is more. Also, getting majority of nutrition from our food is foundational. Supplements are there to supplement, not to replace a healthy diet, right?
Well, and I'm a classic example. So, when I was diagnosed, I was taking 120 supplements a day. 40 at breakfast, 40 at lunch, 40 at dinner. I was taking a lot of good things. But because I had really never addressed that toxic burden in my body, I think I wasn't absorbing, all the great things that I was putting in. So, you're absolutely right. I have a clinic here in North Carolina and I see a lot of people. And Dr. Google has become, a blessing and a curse. I mean, it's great that people are empowered to go look things up and do their own research. And I highly advocate that because I believe we're the caregivers of this body and only we know, right? That it's important for us to educate ourselves about our own body, recognize the signs. But there's a lot of misinformation out there too. And, you know, I'll have somebody come in and all of a sudden they're broken out in a rash and, you know, I'll be perplexed. And then I ask, did you add anything? Oh yeah, I added these six supplements, you know, and they're not connecting the dots. That, so it's really imperative that, you know, that we do the testing, that we do the blood tests, we understand what's going on in our body before we just start dumping in a bunch of dietary supplements.
You're right. Dr. Google is a blessing and a curse. If you know how to use it, it's a blessing. If you don't, it's a curse. I can tell you, if you just Google something, the first few things that come up almost always are not going to give you even close to what the truth is. That's what I found. Anytime I want to learn something new, I always have to dig deeper. I have to get more specific. Then I go to the research journals. I'll go to PubMed. I'll go, you know, read articles. I'll look at the actual scientific journals. Like, if you want to learn something, that's the time and energy you have to put into it. If you go, well, you know, are plant stem cells good for you? And then, but whatever, you know, the leading in financier is, and whatever WHO is saying, whatever CDC is saying, which is definitely not always the truth, clearly not always the truth. That's usually what you're going to find in the first is people go, oh, it said right here, because they don't even scroll down. Plant stem cells are not good for you or whatever, right? It's like you have to go in and do the research. And unfortunately, most people don't have the time, the wherewithal, or the desire to do that. And that's why it's important they talk to people like you, like me, like our teams, like the doctors we work with, and get deeper understanding, because we do this research. You know, it's like we talk to the patients, we read the research, we look at the studies, we dig deep and actually try to find the core truth. And even that's changing. Even we get really, really close to the truth, and then something new comes and adds some new element of understanding, which is what science is about. It's about,
right, about
expanding
evolution.
Our understanding. It's not, yeah, it's not about definite, like this is the definite core truth. There's nothing.
Right.
It's like, no, here's some more science. He goes, oh, maybe it's more complex than that. Maybe, like with quantum science that now we have, we go, oh, maybe actually your perception changes everything about what you're looking at, you know?
Your perception, your belief system, so many things, right?
Yeah. So that's, you know, it's awesome you're doing this education for people. And that website is launching when?
In the next 2 weeks.
What's it called? What's it going to be called? Well, this should air by the time your website's launching.
Okay.
So
plantstemcells.com.
Plantstemcells.com. That's going to be like free education, or how is it?
Yep. That'll be free education. And we'll have the book on there and the documentary on there as well, so that people can learn more.
Fantastic. Plantstemcells.com. So I want to go back to a couple of things here, if you don't mind. Like, so black currant, you said, is really great for inflammation. Hawthorn, you said, is really great for the heart.
Heart, yep. Helps with AFib, with any irregular heartbeat. We had a practitioner in California whose father had had two heart attacks and had a carotid artery issue. And so he put him on hawthorn. And before they had a chance to clean out the carotid artery, his heart actually developed new arteries to be able to move blood to his heart.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. You know, that's the regenerative part of the plant stem cells, that they actually regenerate things that have broken down in the body. And so then they were like, oh, do we actually do this carotid artery, you know, procedure and put stents in? And he decided not to. And, you know, a couple of years later, he's still thriving. He hikes every day, 85 now. Which is pretty amazing. So yeah, hawthorn is a really amazing plant.
What do you like for liver detox?
Either artichoke or rosemary. I mean, milk thistle is another one, but that's, you know, so prevalent on the market in regular form.
Yeah. Yeah, same with dandelion.
Dandelion, yep.
There's a lot of good liver detox. Yeah, milk thistle. What about Juniper. Yeah, I used to just pick the little fresh juniper when we were out in the mountains in
Did
Santa
you?
Fe and just kind of, chew on it a little bit. It's really bitter, very bitter,
Yeah,
but
very bitter. Well, you
very.
know, it's funny, all of the liver tinctures are all bitter,
Exactly.
right? And if you go to Ayurvedic, bitter is connected to the liver.
Yeah. So, and what about, so liver detox, good, artichoke, rosemary, and what about like digestive issues?
Fig is one of the best plants for digestive issues. My husband used to be on omeprazole for acid reflux. He's been off of it now for years since taking fig. So fig is one of the best. Caraway is really good for digestive. I tell people that have bloating and things like that, you can go chew on fennel seeds and caraway seeds, and you can, diminish the bloating and the issues you're having.
What about sleep?
Sleep, valerian is one that's very well known. Lindy,
Some people have kind of negative
right?
experiences
Dr.
with
Lodi is one
valerian,
of
though.
those. Yeah, some say that valerian can make you groggy. So linden tree, I have found it's the silver linden tree. It is absolutely the best to calm the nervous system and help sleep. That's one that we use a lot with kids who have ADHD. Sleep issues, can't calm down before they go to bed. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Nice. Linden
And
tree.
then
Silver, you
California
said
poppy.
silver linden tree.
California poppy is the other one.
Yeah, California poppy. We all know what that turns into, right? Isn't that where they make heroin out of? Or no. It's not
There's
heroin.
no heroin in this.
All right, good. Yeah, no, the California poppy. It's no, but if you take too much, it actually can, in a drug test, I think, can show up, right? As a what's the mechanism?
Opium.
Opium, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a natural, opiate relaxer, right? But you're not going to get
Correct.
high
Oh, and
like
then the other one
you.
is passion flower. Passion flower is the other one.
Passion flower, yeah, that's a good one. I have some teas that I'll drink sometimes that have like valerian and poppy and passion flower in it.
Yeah. So all those are great for the nervous system and to help with sleep.
Nice. Awesome. Well, I'm excited you're launching this new website for the public. That's going to be great. So people go check that out, plantstemcells.com. Doctors can connect with you at your other website.
Yep, Jen at nature-provides.com.
Jen at nature-provides.com, or your website is just nature-provides.com.
Yes.
Awesome.
And for you, Nathan, mountain pine, because you're an athlete, mountain pine is one of the best plants for knee issues, back issues,
How'd you
musculoskeletal.
know?
I just knew. And then I would pair that for you with Virginia creeper, which is for the connective tissue.
And then
You know, you bring them in.
with what was the one that you said was really, oh, black currant for inflammation.
And black currant for inflammation. Yep.
Mountain pine, Virginia creeper, black currant, any others?
Well, the one that I sent you, the white birch, also.
And the
And
white
then
birch.
there's another great plant, grapevine. So, grapevine contains a lot of resveratrol, which we know is good for us, right? So, it's the vine. It comes from the vine that the grapes are grown on. And so phenomenal again for structural issues in the body, one of the best plants for building up the immune system. So that's one of the other plants when you were asking me what I took a lot of grapevine to get my immune system back up to par, and also one of my favorite plants.
Very cool. Well, I got some products I need to order from you then. So looks good. Well, thanks so much, Jen. This is awesome. Thanks for coming on the podcast. This was super fascinating and excited for everything that you're doing and all the education you're bringing to people. I mean, plants are miraculous. They have, the energy inside them to help our bodies heal and thrive. And I love that you're working at the plant stem cell level and how much intentionality you're putting into all of the plants, from the processing to where they're grown to even the photons that are in the plants through the ash that's put in there. That's pretty amazing. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. I'm so glad to know you, and I love all the beautiful things you're doing in this world.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Nathan Crane Podcast. Please make sure to subscribe and share this on social media. Then head over to nathancrane.com for your free ebook.
So when we're talking about, you know, what are these underlying causes and conditions of these chronic diseases, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, they all have very similar, if not identical, causes. And that's the thing, is when we get to the root cause of these diseases, we can not only prevent these diseases from ever happening, but empower our bodies to heal from them.
In every one of our cells, we have tens and hundreds of thousands of chemical reactions that are happening every second that are cycling back and forth. It's like sort of a yin and yang.
And, you know, for me, the soul's purpose is evolution. It doesn't care about comfort. It cares about evolution. And so I think so long as we are following our soul, then we will evolve. And I think what sometimes blocks us from living our purpose, from manifesting that next level of our expression, is we have not evolved.
There is also a time for letting go all the expectations and relax and just breathe and be grateful for what you have achieved.